Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Mawla yusalli wa sallim daiman abada Ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken into the valley, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an filled his armor, filled his shield with water. And he brought the water for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to drink. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very thirsty. However, this water had some smell in it. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not drink the water. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an used that water to wash the wounds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he poured the water, some of the water, on the Mubarak head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was perhaps on this occasion or some other occasion during the battle when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face was bleeding that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped the blood and did not allow the blood to fall on the ground. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if the blood has to fall on the ground, then adab will come onto these people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اِشْتَدَّ غَضَبُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَنْ دَمَّ وَجْهَ نَبِيِّهِ That the anger of Allah is extremely intense upon the person who causes the face of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bleed. However, after some time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overtaken by concern for his people. And despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bleeding, despite him going through so much at the hands of these people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still makes dua and he says, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamoon. O Allah, forgive my people. Meaning, O Allah, open their eyes, allow them to realize, and let them make tawbah from their kufr and come onto Islam. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ They do not understand, they are ignorant. They do not understand the importance of, they do not understand the truth of Islam, and they do not understand the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite Ali radiallahu anhu, washing the wounds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blood did not stop. After some time, when the kuffar had left, and the woman of Madinah Munawwara had come out to the battlefield, then Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, she embraced her father, and then she began to wash the wounds of her father, whilst Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anha was pouring the water. But then also the wounds did not stop bleeding. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha burnt a piece of a straw mat. And then she took the ashes of that straw mat and she placed it and stuffed it in the wounds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this would close the veins and it would prevent it from becoming septic. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wound stopped bleeding and the blood ceased to flow. Hind bint Utba, who was the wife of Abu Sufyan, later on both became Sahaba radiallahu anhuma. Her father was killed in Badr by Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu an. So, en route to Badr, when she would see Wahshi radiallahu an, then she would say to Wahshi radiallahu an, Ishfi washtafi. O Wahshi, do your job and bring consolation to my heart. Bring consolation to my heart. So when Wahshi radiallahu an had assassinated Hamza radiallahu an, then he split the belly of Hamza radiallahu an, removed part of the liver, and took it to Hind radiallahu anha. When she received the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, she was so elated, she was so happy, that whatever jewelry she had on her, she removed it and she gave it to Wahshi radiallahu anhu. And she chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, trying to swallow it, but she could not swallow it. After the battle was over, now she came to the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And she mutilated the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And like this, the other woman and also some men mutilated many bodies of Sahaba. In fact, most of the bodies were mutilated, cutting off the ears, the nose, and making this into necklaces. And then whatever was remaining of the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, again she tried to chew it and swallow it, but she was unable to do that. When the disbelievers were leaving, Abu Sufyan was mounted on his horse. Then he ascended on a high place and he called out loudly. And he says, Afil Qawm Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 times he asked, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still among you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, do not reply. When he did not receive a reply to this, then he asked, Afil Qawmi ibn Abi Quhafa. Is Abu Bakr living among you? Is he still alive? 3 times he asked. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not reply. Then he says, Afil Qawmi ibn al-Khattab. Is Umar bin Khattab living? And then again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented Sahaba from replying. So Abu Sufyan turned towards his army and he says that there is no reply from them. Seems like all of them have been killed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu could not tolerate this. He could not stomach this. So he asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reply. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission to reply. He says, Kadabta ya adu Allah, O enemy of Allah, you are speaking a lie. All of them are alive. And there's still going to be situations that are going to come that will cause distress and harm to you. So, here an important point to understand is that even the enemies of Islam understood the rank of these people. First comes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then comes Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then comes Umar radiallahu anhu. No one needed to explain this to them. No one needed to explain it to them. They knew it that this is the ranking. And they knew as long as these three are alive, then Islam will be strong and established on the earth. And if these three are gone, then we have hope that this religion will not be established. So this was the position, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, which even Abu Sufyan and the enemies understood at that time. Nevertheless, Abu Sufyan goes on to say, U'lu Hubal. Hubal was an idol of theirs. And before leaving for Uhud, then how we make istikhara before going on some important venture. So they had some type of wrong practice. They used to use arrows. And they used to have yes, no written on those arrows. And they would shuffle those arrows near their idol. And they would pick up an arrow. And whatever answer came out, that they will make the decision accordingly. So he used this idol Hubal to make this decision of his, and the answer for Uhud came out as yes, you should go. So now, when he is victorious in this battle, he was very happy, and he attributed this victory to this idol. So he says, U'lu Hubal, O Hubal, be high, O Hubal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Umar radiallahu anhu, that reply, give him an answer. Umar radiallahu anhu asks, what answer must I give? He says, reply, Allahu a'la wa ajal, that Allah is far superior and far greater. Then Abu Sufyan goes on to say, innal harba sijalun, yawmun bi yawmi badrin, that victory in war, it alternates. This day is in exchange of the day of Badr. In the day of Badr, we suffered so many losses. Today, y'all have suffered so many losses. So, Umar radiallahu anhu replies, La sawa qatlana fil jannah wa qatlakum fil nar. No, it's not equal. This is not in exchange of that. Because those of us that have become shaheed, they are going to Jannat. And those of y'all that were killed on the day of Badr, they are in the fire of Jahannam. Abu Sufyan says, Lana al-Uzza wa la Uzza lakum. We have Uzza, the name of another idol. So he says, we have Uzza and you all do not have any Uzza. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, reply. Umar radiallahu anhu asks, what reply must I give? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say to him, Inna Allaha maulana wa la maula lakum. Allah is our helper and you do not have any helper. Then Abu Sufyan says, that next year we make an appointment that we will meet in Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar radiallahu anhu to say yes, that we are also agreeing that we will meet in Badr next year. When the Kufar army departed, then Rasulullah SAW had a fear that en route they will plunder Madinah Munawwara and they will attack Madinah Munawwara. So he sends Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu an, and one narration Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu an, perhaps both of them, and he says to them that just follow the army and take notice if they are riding on their camels and they are taking their horses along with them, not riding on the horses, then understand that they are going to Makkah. It's a long journey. And a long journey is more conducive to be riding on a camel, not on a horseback. And if they are still riding on their horses and the camels are on the side, then you must understand that they are going to attack Madinah Munawwara. Then we will pursue them and we will finish them off. This was still the morale and spirit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although he was injured, Sahaba were injured, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not lose his morale and his spirit. Nevertheless, as these Sahaba followed them, they noticed that they are riding on their camels and they are taking their horses along, understanding that they will not attack Madinah Munawwara. In fact, they considered to attack Madinah Munawwara. But Safwan bin Umayyah, who was still a kafir at that time, later on became a Sahabi, he put them off. And he said to them that you do not know what awaits you in Medina. There could be some reinforcements or something there in Medina Munawwara. So don't put yourself through this problem. And over and above that, it was fear that Allah had placed in their hearts. As Allah says in the Quran, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبِ, that we will place fear in the hearts of the disbelievers. So they did not go into Medina Munawwara and they went straight to Makkah Mukarrama. After the kuffar left, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu began to go around in the battlefield to see who has been killed, who has passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that who will go and see what has happened to Sa'ad bin Rabi radiallahu anhu? Is he still alive or he has passed away? Because I saw 12 spears being thrown towards him. So one Ansari Sahabi volunteered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that when you see him, convey my salams to him. And say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, "Take a fatajiduk, how are you feeling?" So this Ansari goes and he walks among the various bodies that were strewn around the battlefield and he calls out the name of Sa'ad bin Rabi radiallahu anhu, but he receives no answer. Then he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent me to inquire from you how you are feeling. So he received a reply in a very faint voice. He goes to Sa'ad bin Rabi radiallahu anhu. He found that he was very heavily wounded, approximately 70 wounds on his body. He conveys the salam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sa'ad bin Rabi radiallahu anhu says, "Give my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam salam also." And say to him, "Jazakallahu anna khayra ma jaza nabiyan an ummatihi." That may Allah reward you the best of reward that he has rewarded any Nabi on behalf of his ummat. And then say to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inni ajidu rihal jannah." That I can experience the fragrance of Jannat. And then give my people the Ansar a message. The Sahabi is leaving his life. He gave everything for the sake of Deen. Everything for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still the concern for the well-being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the forefront of his mind. Not giving any type of directives to his family or regarding his wealth or anything like that. It was the concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Convey my salams to my people, and tell them, La udhra lakum inda Allah, iyukhlas ila nabiyikum wa fiikum aynun tatrif." That tell them, as long as you have an eye that can blink, meaning as long as you have life in your body, then and if in that condition Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is harmed, then you'll have no answer to give, no excuse to give before Allah. Meaning right till your last breath, you must endeavor to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see to the well-being of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very shortly thereafter, Sa'ad bin Rabi radiallahu anhu leaves this world as well. And he joins the Jamaat and the group of Shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them the best of reward for the great sacrifice they had done for Deen to reach us. Deen has reached us with great sacrifice. Sahaba gave their lives, they gave everything for the sake of Deen reaching us. If they did not sacrifice in this way, then Deen would have not been established on this earth, and Deen would have not reached us. Now the little is that we appreciate their efforts. We appreciate their efforts, and we try to follow in their footsteps. We cannot do what they did, but the little time that we can give, the little energies that we can sacrifice for the sake of Deen, and to assist humanity, this will be greatly, greatly appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we hope through giving a little and sacrificing a little, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will also raise us up in the company of these great people that sacrifice for deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them the best of reward. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of reward. As Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu made the dua, Allahumma zi'anna nabiyyana khayra ma jazayta nabiyyan an qawmihi wa rasulan an ummati. O Allah, you reward Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best reward that you gave any Nabi on behalf of his ummat, and any Rasul on behalf of his nation. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.